Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Hey, guys, I have a really cool thing. I made a new thing for us.
Ooh, what'd you think? What'd you
make? Did you make it out of pine cones?
No. Okay.
Peanut butter?
No. I made it out of data, out of spreadsheet goodness.
Go on.
It's called the
Ones
official 12 points for America Eurovision Statmotron, and it has voting results and stats and so on from a bunch
about
of different
what?
About Eurovision, and we can look up numbers and stats and things.
Can it tell me other things?
Like what?
Like who I'm gonna fall in love with?
It's a bit shaky, but
just
yes.
Ask, okay.
Yeah, but
well,
yes, let me.
Who is it?
Let me just.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Dadi Freyr.
Yeah.
And welcome to another delicious episode of 12 Points from America, the Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, where every Tuesday is super. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Danny.
And, oh my God, there are more songs. Sam, I thought you said there weren't any more.
No, oh. I'm not. No, when do you listen to me? Why are you listening to me?
Actually, we don't listen to you. That's the problem.
Today, honestly, is the Super Tuesday of Eurovision. We got so much all at once this week.
Yeah, I'll fire hose.
Yeah,
it is.
It's
currently late in the evening on March 3rd, a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
here in Minnesota, which is part of America, if you didn't know.
What gave that away?
Yeah. So by the time you hear this, there may be some songs that are blowing up on the Eurovision Twitters, but we have not heard them yet back here in the past. Speaking of Twitter, you can check us out on Twitter at 12 Points USA. That's 12 Points USA. You can also go to facebook.com/12pointsusa and send us some Facebooks and send us an email at 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com or go to 12pointsforamerica.com and get all of your really cool new 12 Points from America swag that doesn't exist.
Yeah, we're not like the Eurovision official account that does have all this new cool stuff.
That's true. I because this is my first Eurovision, the first one that I'm going to, I may have ordered a number of things from that website, and I immediately got an email from my bank saying they thought it was
suspicious
fraud.
Suspicious activity.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to call them, and the person on the phone was like, oh yeah, do you know anything about Eurovision Song Contest? And I was like, do I? And then two... That part didn't happen. I was asked that question, and it was great, and I got it sorted out, and my...
Do
various,
I? I have a Statmotron here.
Yeah. Thanks to the Statmotron.
Is this your new strategy for making friends?
Yeah, I'm going to order things that my bank doesn't understand, and then befriend their
tellers.
Phone tellers.
So be honest, how many pairs of Eurovision-branded socks did you end up buying today?
Today, one.
Just one sock.
And tomorrow?
Buy the other one.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. Good to know.
I did buy Eurovision socks, and I bought a couple of other things. It was really tempting to buy the replica trophy, but that thing's expensive.
Yeah, it's like 210 euro or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a ship too.
Yeah. It'll come here in pieces, and
it'll become
like how I feel when whatever stupid country wins this year.
Like the back of an open barge, like King Kong,
just chained to the
yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm imagining King Kong like scaling a giant Eurovision trophy, and it is as magnificent in my head.
I have seen Kristen Kostov try to do that.
Oh, that's right, he did.
The big one in the courtyard.
Yeah,
he just tried to climb. Just.
He
might
grab onto it.
Yeah, there was a massive, massive replica Eurovision trophy outside of, what was it, St. Sophia's?
Bulgaria. Surely he was Zarkon.
Zarkon. Well,
wow.
Done. History jokes. Yeah, I know about Europe. We got to start with these songs.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's start out with the first letter of the alphabet. B for Belarus.
Yeah, we've got Belarus.
We got it deep inside.
Okay, so what is this one? Like with most songs here, I have not listened to this one yet. What is Davidna?
Davidna Lakayo.
I hate this. So what's the vibe here? Is this a ballad?
It's actually like a low-key modern bop in Belarusian, which is uncommon.
Okay.
We've only had like, I think, one other song from Belarus fully in Belarusian.
Historia?
Yeah, Navy Band,
That one was great.
Yeah.
They should have sent that again.
The Navy Band.
Well, they are sending technically a duet. Male-female. I don't know if they're in a relationship like the lovable pair from Navi Band were, but Davidna is in Belarusian, very modern. It almost reminds me of... Do any of you guys remember that song by Major Lazer and Mo Lean On?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of that.
Okay.
Like, that's maybe, like, slightly lower
low
tone,
tempo, but still a bangin' beat.
I think so.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it's kind of one of the more understated, underrated entries, that, especially with the flood of stuff that's come through this week.
Mm-hmm.
Belarus picked their song on a Friday, so it was, I think, quickly overshadowed by the 11 billion songs that came in on Saturday. But I think it could be a real fun little number that I'm looking forward to seeing live.
Yeah, I don't know. All of the elements of this song are things I like, and I nonetheless don't remember a thing about it. I'm not sure why.
Could it be
just
because...
It just hasn't stuck yet. And it might be something that grows on me because of that, but...
Now, how are you normally with songs that aren't in English? Is it because you don't necessarily have the lyrical content to hold on to that you find a little bit more difficult? Or is it just the music itself is just not quite sticking with you?
No, yet? Sam, I'm not racist. Sorry.
Wow.
Belarus.
Again, considering I'm part Belarusian, watch your step.
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of my favorite songs are not in English, so I don't think it's that.
Okay. Let this one mull. Let
it
marinate.
Yeah.
Could it be, perhaps, that it's bad?
Well, you're going to have to wait and find out, Daddy, because you normally don't listen to Lee's songs until...
I just need to know if they're bad. I just need to know these bad songs.
Are we just going to dispense judgment right now, then?
Let's wait until we do our reviews, which will be coming up over the next few months or so.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely be doing some full-on preview shows. This is more of a first impression sort of thing. Derek, what do you think of this one?
Spoiler alert, it sucks.
Yeah.
Oh. Does it?
Okay. You really think
no,
so?
No, I don't think it sucks.
Just unmemorable, like Eric said?
It is apparently unmemorable because I don't really remember it.
I don't remember it much either. I remember listening to it thinking, oh, this is all right. And then as soon as it was over, I'm like, what song was that again?
Yeah, yes, exactly. I remember enjoying it, and then it was just sort of it was in the ether again.
Yeah,
it's good, but this ain't it.
This is not it, Chief.
Yeah, I don't think it's a contender for the win.
I think it could qualify.
I think so.
If the I'd have to see how the semi kind of plays out. Mm-hmm. But
which semi is this in?
First half.
Never mind. The stacked one.
Although to be fair, some of the
expectant good songs
have been as good, so maybe that one's not as stacked as we thought. I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, this could squeak through at like 10th.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows? And I don't know if the Belarusian diaspora is going to come out after what happened last year.
We shall see.
It is interesting to see them sing in their own language again, because they seem very much like... We're going to eschew our culture a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
solid song for sure.
Yeah.
It's.
I think it's fine. I didn't have anything against it. It's just didn't really hang out.
What does the title mean?
I believe it means Before Dawn. Davidna or Davidna
with Julie Delpy and
that's right, Ethan Hawke.
That's how you get people
that's
to vote.
The fourth movie.
Yeah.
So tell me, who is Val?
Val is Valeria Gribusova and Vlad Paskevich.
Okay.
So I think it's just short for...
It's a really smart move on their part to short it just Val.
Val.
Yeah.
Valeria was on the Ukrainian version of The Voice.
Okay.
And
roll the dice. It's one of three.
Yeah, I know. and she was also a participant in the Slavyansky Bazaar competition, which is a really well-known festival in Belarus. So she's already a pretty decently known quantity there. They've had actually a couple of really nice singles out as well. So these are available on Spotify. You want to check those out. So just Val, V-A-L. But Valeria Gribusova is...
Gotcha. Should we listen to a little bit of Davidna?
Yeah, let's.
All right.
Davidna, Davidna.
Let's plow right on through this blizzard of Eurovision. A Euro blizzion. Okay. Croatia. So we have Damir Kedjo.
Kedjo, I think.
Yes.
Yep. With Divli Vietre.
There's too many J's in there, so good job. Yeah.
Yep. Wild Wind, I think.
Yeah, they need to cut some of the J's. That's my main feedback on this one, I think.
What's this vibe now?
Classic Balkan ballad.
I'm not disinclined to those.
Yeah, in Croatian, which is always nice.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of gives them a leg up, usually.
Yeah, generally.
I feel like that kind of... gives them a slight advantage. Mm-hmm.
This one won a national final, Dora 2020, which is the follow-up to The Lost City of Gold.
Yes.
Nailed
it. If only I could have just gotten it out faster.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I, Somebody else go before me. Actually, no, I'll do it. I don't like it.
I think this had the same effect on me as Belarus did for you. I've listened to it a couple of times. I don't quite grabbed onto it fully yet. I can't remember it super, super well, but I remember when listening to him, like, his voice is good, he'll be fine, but Croatia isn't really riding a massive wave of success recently, which is kind of a shame, because they used to be an absolute powerhouse. Like, when Yugoslavia was a united participant, their one win was with a Croatian act.
Yeah, they hosted in Zagreb as well,
they did,
right?
They did. But they haven't made it to the final since Jacques Hudek.
My friend.
So I don't know if this is going to be enough to bring it back.
Well.
Yeah, it came in 13th place. Yeah. But they haven't made the top 10 since a 10th place finish in 2001.
Wow.
Ooh, that's so like 40 years ago now.
Yeah. We are old. So I don't know if this is going to be enough. But yeah, especially considering that they only have one other member, their sort of regional bloc, Slovenia, in the semi with them. So I don't know if it's going to be enough.
Has Slovenia already come out with theirs? Didn't we like
Slovenia?
Yeah, Voda. Which is that one?
Voda.
Yeah.
That's right.
This was a little bit of a surprise, wasn't it, in terms of this guy winning? There were a couple of other entries that were maybe thought to be to have a bit more of an edge. And actually, this was another thing I was going to ask about. Damir, the winner, at least in terms of total points, it was tied.
There was a tie
for first with Mia Negovetic with When It Comes to You. I like that song, by the way. Mm. That was a nice one. Basically,
it came down to a televote jury split. Damir got a higher score with the televote.
Yep.
And Mia got a higher score with the jury. 15-16, 16-15.
Yeah.
And they went with the televote as the split, which I think is the way that they should, rather than having
the jury decide it.
But
absolutely.
It was split in hairs at that point, really.
Yeah. That's really impressively close. Nice work, Croatia.
Yeah.
You should have picked the other one, but that's fine.
There was a lot of attention being paid to, let's see, Indira Levak, who was the former singer from the group Colonia, whose current lineup was also in the national final. Indira came in third place. Colonia, in their current lineup, came in eighth place. There was also a lot of attention paid to Lorena Buchan, who actually came in second place, I believe, last year in the national final with the song Tower of Babylon. It didn't quite come through, unfortunately, and we go to Damir, giving him the ticket to, I was about to say Dusseldorf. Wow, that was...
Don't get ahead of yourself.
No. No, if anything, I'm going behind myself.
We will
Let's
have to
see.
Move on. It's
we
Estonia.
We have Estonia.
Estonia time.
Estee Lauder finally came to an end.
Finally concluded.
And
this was our last of the Baltics to have a song?
Yeah.
Unless there are any new Baltics that are going to come in at the last minute.
The Kaliningrad Independence.
I was going to say Kaliningrad, now independent again.
That'd be great. This was also a bit of a surprise.
A little bit.
I think.
A little bit, until you look at how the actual votes turned out. Yeah, it turns out Uku Suviste won with the song What Love Is.
First off, terrible title. Come on.
What
guys.
Love is? Baby, hurt not me. Hurt not me.
More
Thank
no.
You.
More no.
More no.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you for not going for the obvious joke of, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
It's just all in parentheses.
It's in parentheses. No.
And now that we know, I wish I didn't.
I never imagined the power.
Yes. He doesn't actually define
Take
what
that
it is.
Boy, is it that bad? Three in a row just total duds for you?
yes. Okay, first of all, Belarus wasn't a dud. The other one was. This one also is. But Belarus was not. Darn it.
This is big, melodramatic, showy.
Oh, gross. Like Scream last year? Like
kind
that?
Kind of?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's worse than Scream.
Kind of, sort of?
He also kind of jams his syllables together.
Actually, interesting you should say Scream.
Same songwriter?
Who wrote it?
Sharon Vaughn.
Sharon Vaughn. Of course. No, hard pass.
That
explains so much, actually.
Yes. Even though it's being performed by Uku Suviste, the yacht club owner's son.
Oh, that's right.
I have no idea if he's actually not a yacht club owner. He just looks like he's the kind of guy who works at his father's yacht club during the
summers. At the country club.
Yes. He's got an ascot and a polo shirt.
Yeah. Always needs to check with father about, you know.
About mother.
About mother. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not interested. Do we, is it even worth me checking out? I'm not going to check it out. I'm not checking out the great song.
We will foist it upon you at some point, I'm sure, Danny.
I'm sure it'll come up at the Eurovision party and I'll go, ugh, here we go. Yeah. I know.
I'm really, really trying not to make a thing out of people's looks or whatever. But this guy looks like Robin Bengtsson took some of that whey protein stuff.
Oh, no.
And that's it. That's the joke.
That's it. It's just jacked Robbie Bengtsson.
He's got some chiseled features, I'll say.
He do.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking guy.
Too chiseled? Okay.
Too chiseled
for me. What?
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 What? Let's roll on to another one of our northern nations here.
Canada! Oh.
If only.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, it's this one.
Yes.
It's this
one. We get to talk about Iceland.
We do get to talk about Iceland.
This is an audio format.
So, I can't wait to know what you think about this song.
About things.
Think about things.
Yep. What do you think about things?
Oh, this is so good. It's great. They basically said, Danny, you have to listen to this one, even if you're going to spoil it for yourself. And I did watch it, and it was worth it. This song's great.
This is like the pendulum swinging in the opposite direction after last year.
But not in the way that it's like...
No, it's still weird.
It's still weird, and it's still wonderful, but it's completely different.
They both feel very Icelandic somehow.
Yes. Somehow. They're weird in a way that it's kind of uncomfortable, but also fascinating.
Yeah.
I think mostly it's the intimidating stares from tall Nordic blondes.
Dude, we live in Minnesota. We should be used to this by now.
Well, in Minnesota, there's no intimidating stares, though.
That's
more
true.
More passive-aggressive side glance.
Which is actually more terrifying.
Yeah. Anyway, I love this. This is great. I'm so glad. This actually gives
so much
me
fun.
Vibes like, people probably won't know this because this is still like very much an indie band, but it reminds me a lot of Half Alive. It's like this band that's out right now. They just have a weird combination of almost like funky groove bass lines combined with just stupid like synth pop. Mm. And that's so close to this. I can't describe what this song is. All I know is I love it.
Yeah.
And it's hot, trashy pop.
That's
trash.
A great description.
This
I'm
is
not going
to lie.
This just feels good. As a geek and an awkward person, like to see other geeks and awkward people find each other and then find the music and then find love from the country and then see it go viral. It is just so freaking heartwarming.
We should point out too, this is currently number one in the betting odds. It shot to number one as soon as it came out.
Absolutely.
Which, I mean, now we got two really weird songs at the top.
Yeah, do you remember?
Wait,
remember
what's
the
other song that's
the
up
roof,
at the top?
The roof.
The roof. That's right.
Remember back in the days of yore when Latvia was the weird one?
Just like a month ago.
Yeah.
No, I know. It's ridiculous.
And another thing that I love about the song is just the arc of Daði and Gagna Magnið. So Daði Freyr is the lead singer here and sort of the star of it all. 3 years ago, so for the 2017 national final, he had a song all about two introverted geeks meeting at a party and finding love. It's just called Is This Love?
Oh, that's right.
And it was sweet, and it was very, very similarly staged to Think About Things.
The sweaters and everything.
They had the sweaters. Yeah, the green sweatshirts with the pixelated pictures. And you now realize that Think About Things, their song now, is all about I've met my first child, and I don't know what's going on in her little head. And just to see him go from I've met the girl of my dreams at this party, and now she's in the band, and they have a baby, and just, oh, Daddy's all grown up! And it's
an interesting trajectory.
It's heartwarming. Warming.
Yeah,
it really is a nice heartwarming story behind it too. Not like hatred will prevail.
Yeah.
I think that'll have a lot wider appeal in that regard.
I think so too.
So, Danny, you've talked about that story, that being able to connect, being a big part of what makes what makes a great song a winning song.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've talked about having some sort of interesting hook, something that's very memorable about it. And we've all talked about
what makes it really snap.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just going to ask, is this it?
This could be it. The more that the press plays up this angle of it, it only benefits Daði Freyr. I'm going to be pronouncing it as English as I can.
Sam, what do you think?
I think it could. I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. I want this to win. One, because I just to see him do well and them do well and Iceland to take a trophy for the first time in their Eurovision history. I don't know.
The dance, though!
It's so lovable!
The dance!
It's so awkward!
It's so half-assed.
This is top 10.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's top 10 for sure.
Yeah,
this is top 10 straight through to the final, top 10 at the final.
I can't see this winning, though. It's just too weird.
I can see it might not win, but I could say top five.
Yeah, I could see top five. Absolutely. I could see it somehow like third place or something.
Yeah.
Boy,
and the thing is, like, the national final staging, the music video staging, I can't imagine that their Eurovision staging is going to really diverge from that.
No, yeah.
Nor should it.
Nor should it.
Well,
their
staging in 2016, we said?
17.
17 was almost the exact same thing.
Right,
their pixelated faces up on the wall singing with them.
Mm-hmm. Right, but what I'm saying is that going from music video to national final to the great...
We
the
know great pretty show, much
we
what
know
they're
how
gonna
they're
going to
do. So,
which is
either it's going to stay consistent or they're going to heighten it even more, maybe add some crazy graphics or
fire curtain,
who the heck knows. So
just right at the beginning, the fire curtain just comes out at the start, like Switzerland 2014.
Yep.
They're gonna be scooping water out of a pool on stage. No sexy butter churner though.
No.
Just water scooping.
That'd be amazing water if scooping. If they staged it shot for shot after Miss Slovenia.
Yes! What if they
But they're just
that
in
song.
Those outfits, yeah.
Oh God!
I'm gonna disagree with Derek.
That's fine.
And mildly with Sam. Granted, there are about 15 songs we haven't heard.
Right.
But
I don't need to hear them.
No, we're done.
But
we're not done.
This isn't it.
There's more to come.
I think there's a really good chance this is it.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It just has that thing that Toy had or Heroes had or one of those.
This is a memorable song,
mm-hmm.
yes.
but not a joke song.
But it's not, but it's lighthearted enough for people to take it as a joke song, which could be good and bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a feeling that this is probably a conversation that would be best left for
the review
when we
review
the
show.
Yeah.
That's right.
We
are getting a little. So in short, Iceland sucks. Let's move on.
We gotta roll to a clip of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
There.
Baby, I can't wait to know. What do you think about things? Believe it, I will always be there. So you can tell me anything and I'll listen.
Sorry, I'm doing the whole choreography right now.
Yeah, oh, it's pretty well done. Sam,
that's time for my favorite European country, Israel.
Yes.
Yep.
There it is.
Nestled in the heart
of
Israel.
All right.
Earlier today, as we record this, so fresh off the internet presses, Israel has selected its song. They had selected their singer, Eden Alene, a couple of weeks ago, actually, but they are doing this weird sort of double national final program, and they had the second half of that today, Hashir Haba Le'Eurovision, to select her song. And she had four songs in the running, and after a vote of both jury and televote, the winner is the song Feker Libi, which was, interestingly enough, written by Doron Medalier, who gave us Toy and Golden Boy.
And Golden Toy.
Golden Toy.
Golden Boy.
And
oh boy.
Okay.
Also,
what's your deal with Golden Boy?
I don't like Golden Boy.
Golden Boy likes you.
Golden Boy gives me skeevy vibes. Golden Boy gives me vibes of like a sophomore in a frat who's trying real hard to be the funny one. I mean, that guy doesn't look funny. He was 16 though.
He was 16.
No, he wasn't.
Quote unquote 16.
Yeah.
16 and I was gonna say dog years, but no, that's even worse. So moving on.
He's a product of a secret Massad serum.
Yeah. So this song contains Arabic.
It does. So yeah, this is the second song from Israel in their Eurovision history to contain any words in Arabic, the first being There Must Be Another Way from 2009. I believe this is maybe the fourth song at Eurovision to contain Arabic, the first being the Moroccan entry from 1980.
Mahmoud.
Yeah, so then fifth, yeah.
Soldi.
Yeah, Soldi. Mm-hmm. And also I think there was one phrase from Bulgaria 2012, Love Unlimited.
Oh, that was the one that used a whole bunch of different
languages.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. She just used everything.
But the unlimited amount.
Unfortunately, no Arabic in Love Is Forever. If she would have just sang into Arabic in like the second chorus.
That would have slapped. That would have been great.
That would have been great.
What's your problem, Denmark?
Yeah.
Wasn't there some Arabic in Love Is Forever?
Yeah.
Alright, so Feker Libi, which means my love or my beloved, primarily in English with a decent amount of Amharic, which is one of the national languages of Ethiopia, which is where Eden's heritage is from, actually. She's the daughter of Ethiopian immigrants to Israel, although she herself was born in Jerusalem. Also a little bit of, like I said, Arabic, and a little bit of a constructed language as well, which is a little bit of a novelty at Eurovision. There have been a handful of nations that have done that in the past.
Did you say constructed languages?
Yes.
Derek, you know what to do.
So that for the record, that was not actually Feker Libi. Feker Libi sounds like this.
Feker Libi.
Yeah, So here's a little fun ethno bop. I'm totally down with this.
Yeah, a bit of a ethno meets Janelle Monáe vibes.
A little bit. You get the Middle Eastern vibe, you get the African vibe, mm-hmm. you get the sort of Western pop vibe in a very talented singer.
Yeah,
she, during her national final today, she was singing, she was dancing, and was pitch perfect the whole time. Mm-hmm. Doing some pretty great dancing. Mm-hmm. So I have some pretty good hopes for this.
Yeah. This will do well, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm not
redeeming themselves for last year. Having a real snoozer.
No, they are bringing all of the energy that home was missing last year and just have infused it into this.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about the song yet. It's certainly not bad, but I'm really excited that there is a song like this in the mix.
Absolutely.
That's really great.
I love it when a country brings something with identity. Mm-hmm. And especially when it's an identity that we don't normally see of the country. Like, she's representing not only Israel, but also representing the Ethiopian Israeli population. So yeah, we haven't really seen that at Eurovision before. So very, very cool to be breaking those boundaries.
Yeah.
So very, very happy for her.
All right, what do we got next?
Five to go.
Yeah, we roll up to Moldova. Natalia Gorienko, Prison.
Which is Moldovan for...
Jail.
Prison.
I got you. Okay.
Jail. Which is Moldovan for Weekend Getaway.
Now, the weekend getaway in Moldova is basically just losing yourself in the wine caves and drinking your way out.
Who is Natalia?
Natalia is actually a Eurovision alum. Mm-hmm. Returning to the contest, she actually sang for Moldova in 2006 with the song Loca.
Wow.
Making it to the final and placing 20th overall.
It's a long time ago.
It was, but she's only 32, so she was actually just pretty young when she started. Yeah, since then.
Oh, crap, I'm old.
You're going to realize that every day for the rest of your life.
Now that I know.
Yep. But since then, she's done a whole bunch of festivals, including Slavyansky Bazaar, where she won the grand prize. And we mentioned Slavyansky Bazaar earlier on the show, but yeah. She did New Wave, which is also another well-known sort of pan-Soviet or pan-former Soviet festival. That's also a pretty big deal in that neck of the woods. And she won that as well. So she's a well-known, talented singer. She received the honorary title of Emeritus Artist of Moldova. Like, she's nationally very highly recognized. And her song also has a interesting pedigree as well. We mentioned Sharon Vaughn earlier in the show. She rears her head again. She, along with Dimitris Kontopoulos and Philip Kirkorov.
Phil.
Are the writers for Prison. So the dream team, quote-unquote, behind such songs as Scream and You Are the Only One, Shady Lady.
Shavy Lavy?
Yes,
the lady is very shavy.
Shavy, yes. All right.
He's very shavy.
Yeah. But yes, Moldova, My Lucky Day. This is a team behind My Lucky Day.
Wait, Kirkorov wrote My Lucky
Wait,
Day?
Wait, Scream and like My Lucky Day were written by the same people?
Some of
Kirkorov
them.
Kirkorov had his hand in both of them.
Right. Does he like being called Phil?
Yes.
I dare you to try it.
Does he like being called maybe Pippi?
Pippi?
Maybe we call him Pippi Kirkorov? Maybe when we go to...
You know, I've met Philip Kirkorov personally. Yes. He's an intimidating man.
Well, I would be seriously? Right type of fool to call him Pee-Pee.
He's a teddy bear.
You certainly are.
He's very tall.
He's very tall and he's very peacocking.
Yes, which I find somewhat intimidating.
He seems nice.
Well, if he wrote My Lucky Day, he's not without sin in my book.
All right, so getting hopefully back on track here. I have heard this song, and I've already forgotten what it is like. Sam, what is it like?
Moldova?
Yeah.
I've forgotten, too.
Oh,
not Prison.
Right.
We meant Prison.
I know.
The song, Prison.
Yeah, Sam, what's Prison like?
What's a Moldovan prison like?
You know
like?
What? I promised my captors I wouldn't tell people about this, and they know how to find me.
Okay. We'll talk about it more when we review it.
So Romania?
Romania.
Just talk about Romania.
Romania.
I've actually heard you guys talking a lot about Alcohol U.
Yeah, Alcohol University. I have a PhD.
So how is Alcohol U by Roxanne?
Oh, this song is.
It's a pun. I kind of appreciate that it's a pun. It's sung in a way that kind of sounds like I'll call you.
When I'm drunk.
See. Yeah.
She sounds drunk when she says when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very, very intelligent and very bright. It's very It's innovative in a way that we haven't really seen at Eurovision before. It's very modern, very sort of slow Billie Eilish, would you say? Mm.
It's pretty... Her whole aesthetic is very Billie Eilish-y.
Yeah, which yeah. I'm...
One finally made it through.
Yeah.
We had so many Billies Eilish.
Yeah. Yes.
This one finally got in.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah, so Alcohol U took both the jury and the public televote for their five-star national final. They kind of had a similar thing to Israel, where they had the single artist and then have a bunch of songs that they kind of threw at her.
What's the drinking age in Romania?
I want to say it's probably like 16.
I feel like I don't think she's of legal drinking age in the United States.
She's 20. She's 20? Only 20.
Okay, well.
So that's just America
she
being
has
America.
Braces.
She do have that's braces. Surprising. But yeah, it's... Alcohol U.
Yeah. This is a good song. I have a hard time seeing how well it will do in the context of something like Eurovision. But it's...
Is this one going through? What pool is this one in?
First semifinal.
Oh, we really are looking at all of these poor...
I didn't realize until today that every song is in the first semifinal. I had
Ever.
No idea.
Yeah.
This, though, is a favorite to win.
You think so?
It jumped...
It's on the betting odds, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's number third. It's third right now?
I think it's second. It's
jumped around a little bit.
It dropped to third when the Russia announcement happened, but now it's back up to second, I think.
It's up there.
And we'll get to that in a second.
It's fourth.
As well. Fourth. Oh.
Okay, so I'm sure Lithuania is probably up there.
It jumped up to first for like half a day.
Well, so is everything.
Yeah, so is everything. Yeah. But, like, this was before they even picked the song. Like, okay, these are the four songs that you can choose from.
Five, I think.
Or five songs. Yeah. And then it jumped up to like first in the betting odds. And then it kind of creeped its way down, but it's still up there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a favorite.
I don't quite get it as a favorite. I don't know that I would go that far, but it's a very nice song.
I think it's a very nice one.
Yeah.
I do. You said it's very smart. I find the chorus to be incredibly asinine. That alcohol you is supposed to be I'll call you. Like, just say I'll call you. You don't
know. No, but this way it's art, Derek.
No, it's not. It's just...
Just for that, let's play a clip.
Okay.
This pain's the only thing that I can't refuse. You hurt me, but I think it's only fake news. I will call you when I'm drunk.
See what I mean? Jeez, come on.
Has Romania ever won before?
Nope.
Have we ever gone to Bucharest?
Nope, we have not.
Which is shocking.
I was looking at the list. About half of the field has never won at this point. It's a little bit less than half.
Mm. Yep, best that Romania has ever done, a pair of third place finishes in 2005 and 2010.
Mm.
Most recently it was 2017?
Their most recent time in the finals?
With Yodel It,
yeah.
Yeah.
Seventh?
Yeah, that was their last top 10 as well. They haven't made it to the finals in a couple of years.
Well, they need more yodeling. I will defend that song until I die, by the way.
Yodeling in this song.
You'll be yodeling on your own, my friend.
That's fine. All right, let's see. This country is called Serbia.
Yes.
All right, so this song is called Hasta la Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they say baby.
They do.
They say Hasta la Vista, baby.
And the rest is in...
It should be said Serbian. That this is actually the third song
to feature Terminator quotes.
At the third, literally called Hasta la Vista. And I believe all three of them have said Hasta la Vista, baby. None of them have been Spain.
The other two were Austria, I assume.
If only.
It also included the lines, I'll be back.
So yeah, Hurricane singing the song in Serbian, but it's called Hasta la Vista.
Yeah,
baby.
What does it mean in Serbian? Is it something completely different?
Yeah,
is what is it like, buy more oranges?
I didn't
buy
realize
more oranges, yeah.
I didn't realize you spoke Serbian.
Buy more oranges, baby.
Yeah.
And, okay, so who is Hurricane? Is this a group?
It is a three-part girl group featuring Ivana Nikolic, who is primarily a dancer, has started getting into singing as well. Ksenija Knežević, who is actually the daughter of Knez, who sang for Montenegro back in 2015.
So we have some Montenegrin.
A little. I don't know whether she is Montenegrin, but her father certainly is.
Well, so she's half Montenegrin.
Good enough.
Well, that's usually passed on from the mother's side.
Oh, yeah. It's matrilineal Montenegrinness.
Yeah.
She actually was one of the backup singers for her father back in 2015 with Adio, which is a great, great song. And the third of us is Sanja Vucic, who's another returning artist who sang for Serbia back in 2016 with the song Goodbye Shelter.
This is the lady that looks like Derek.
Apparently.
I think so.
Wow. We could find that picture.
It's going up on Twitter. Have we already done this?
No, I feel like
we have to find it.
We might get in trouble.
Boy, I'll just say her career has taken a very strange trajectory from that.
Yeah, because she started out as mostly sort of an ethno-jazz performer and then going into balladry, and now she's going into full-on high-powered pop.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, more power to her. I mean, you find success where you can find success, and she's brilliant no matter what she does.
It's kind of a shame, though, because it's the video is a little male-gazy.
It is.
And it feels very hyper-sexualized in kind of an almost perverted way. I felt a little uncomfortable watching it, especially having
Because she's your cousin.
Because she's my cousin. But also because, like, having gone to her press conferences and watching her be interviewed, the interviews were focused on her, like, being a strong female and writing a song about female empowerment and, you know, camaraderie. And she, a lot of the interview questions were about, like, oh, she was a student and she loved education and she spoke, like, four languages and was learning Arabic just for fun and all these other things. Like, oh, you're, like, this smart person who enjoys music and is, like, kind of powered by femininity and all that. Like, okay, great. And now she's like, yeah, this is sketchy. Mm. Like, it made me feel a little weird.
How do you like the song?
It's catchy. It's a little, it feels kind of generic, though. Maybe it's the chorus.
Yeah.
Feels kind of
dated. Sam, what do you think?
It's high energy. Really high energy. I think for the people who had been waiting for a high energy European dance track for the contest, this is absolutely what they were looking for.
And Hurricane is huge in Serbia.
Very, very well known. They've only been around for a few years, but they've had a number of big hits on the local market. Interestingly enough, a lot of the times either singing in English, but a lot in using words in Spanish. So, I mean, they have one called Corazón. They have one called Favorito, Aventura. You know, so, I mean, they have... This is an ongoing theme with them. So it's an interesting little
it's like quirk. The Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
When did Spain become trendy? Except for Spain.
Except, yeah.
1490.
All right. What a perfect time to move on.
Yeah. Yes.
To Greece.
Extremely.
Another fallen empire.
Yeah.
So this is Stefania.
Yep, Libertakakis.
With Supergirl.
Yeah, unlike the other songs we've been talking about, this was actually an internal selection. We knew the song was coming. We knew it was going to be Stefania. We knew the song was Supergirl. But they finally just released the song a few days ago.
And it was exactly what we expected.
Yep, absolutely.
With a name like Supergirl, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, name like Supergirl, and from an artist like Stefania, who is just old enough to be at Eurovision, just fresh out of junior Eurovision,
just a few years ago.
So what do you guys think of Supergirl?
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to paint a word picture for Danny here.
Yes.
It's a bit fuego-y.
Okay.
Get
some fuego
in that it has a hook that is very ethno-pop, very aggressively ethno-pop. And it's not quite as high energy as fuego, not that a lot of things are. But I guess that's about it.
It's a nice bop.
Yeah. It has gotten some criticism I've seen for being kiddish. Kitty?
I was going to say. With a name like Supergirl, are the lyrics what the kids call #cringy?
No, I wouldn't say that they're that bad.
Okay. The presentation, though, it's... Since you're 17 and you watch the music video, it's like set in a high school. It almost feels like a junior entry. Yeah. Just barely not a junior entry.
Yeah. I mean...
Interestingly enough, you know who wrote this?
Yeah.
Is it the same person?
It wasn't Kirkorov. It was Kantopoulos and Sharon Vaughn.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sharon Vaughn,
she's had
down,
a heck of a
please.
Week.
Take a break.
She's had one heck of a week.
And only one symphonic song? Come on.
I know. Again, we don't know. There's a handful of stuff that we still don't know what's going on.
That's true. San Marino could have.
San Marino still cash. They're up to something.
Malta.
I'm scared.
No, we haven't heard from them in a while.
We don't know what Malta's doing.
Yeah, they got his song last year.
So, the lyrics aren't especially profound or anything like that. But this is a song that is really good for the artist. I think this will do pretty well. It's in the second semifinal. I think it's one of only like two or three songs in the second semifinal.
Not ever.
I don't see it having too much trouble getting through. I am really interested to see how this is staged.
Yeah.
Because this could be dynamite. The video, basically, she's a Supergirl in this crazy world.
What?
Basically, she's telekinetic and she's coming to terms with her powers and not being ashamed of her powers and not feeling like a freak. And a boy helps her.
Oh, like Carrie.
Yeah.
She falls in love with two boys, and one of them is a vampire, and the other one's a werewolf. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Like Carrie.
Supergirl is coming to the CW this fall.
Yeah, all right.
It's a really good song. I imagine... I don't know. Are they gonna have her fly or something?
Because she flies in the video.
If they put her in a harness and make her fly, I would vote for this.
What if she points and places on the stage, we get, like, enormous eruptions of fire? Confetti cannon.
You know, there is a severe...
People in the audience are frozen to death.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that'll be awesome. Good. Where's the press center again?
I would like to see more imagination done with the staging.
I really hope so.
I feel like Australia really knocked it out last year.
They sure did.
A lot of other countries are just kind of like, no, we'll have pyrotechnics and some dancers and, you know, just kind of generic stuff. Like, this is, I feel like with the way they're setting this up, the staging, if they have like a nice LED thing, they incorporate video into her presentation.
Every song's going to be Heroes this year.
Or something, but just I think it'd be really cool. If they really go in, because it had a very cinematic feel in the music video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if they're going to carry that over.
Yeah, there's some definite potential here, and I hope it's not just dancing with fireworks in the background. Yeah, or
like a Britney Spears.
Or whatever.
Show or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's a very big deal in the Netherlands. She's Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the Demi Lovato of the Netherlands. No, for real. Like, something. She's a young Disney Channel star type in the Netherlands. So, I think she's going to do pretty well.
I think so, too. We'll see. We shall see.
And let's see. Georgia also released their song. Mm. And we'll move on.
This is another internal selection. We knew that it was going to be Tony Kekipiani singing Take Me As I Am. And
from Jekyll and Hyde.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut right there. Wow, you out musical theater to our resident musical theater guy.
It's because Jekyll and Hyde sucks.
It does. I sang it in high school choir. That's the only reason I know. I know that one in particular.
Sure thing.
It's not good. It's not good. And speaking of not good, Turnpike Capriati has.
Is Georgia gonna Georgia?
Georgia is really Georgia-ing right now.
This is a very odd one. It feels very angry, which I think is interesting.
Oh yeah, we don't see anger a lot.
No.
And what we do, interesting enough, it's often from Georgia.
That is true.
Which I do appreciate.
And it feels very focused as well. He's name dropping, which is like, oh, okay.
Yeah, is this a Georgian diss track?
It kind of feels like it.
Wow.
But I mean, it's basically him saying, you want me to talk like an Englishman, you want me to dress like a Frenchman, you want me to play like a German.
Or something like that. It's like that.
You want me to dress like an Italian, you want me to smell like a French homme.
No, you don't. We don't want to smell like a Frenchman.
You don't love me. Take me as I am. I'm like, it's actually a very interesting message. How do you want me to talk like an Englishman? Where do you want me to dress like an Italian?
But I like that he specifically calls out the Big Five.
Yes. don't leave me like the UK.
Yeah. Wow.
What's the Spanish diss? What are we going with there?
Yeah. I think Spanish.
No, it's in there.
It's in there.
Yeah, something about paella.
Italy and Spain are the three countries.
Yeah.
And talk like an Englishman, he says.
But he doesn't call out, you know, Sweden or Norway or anything like that.
No, and not the Netherlands, because that would just be rude to the hosts.
That's right.
That would be rude.
And I will note, Danny, he's scream singing all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for real?
This is like a mid-tier Avenged Sevenfold song, and I realize what I'm saying when I'm saying that.
Yike. Okay. Oh, that you admit to being a connoisseur of
Avenged Sevenfold.
Of AV7X?
No. I played Rock Band a lot.
I see.
I don't know.
That is it for our new artists.
Yeah.
Our new songs, though.
Yep.
Oh, thank God.
Whew.
And then we also had two announcements this past week for artists that we're still waiting on the songs on. Alphabetically, we'll just go down the list. Azerbaijan released that they will be sending Samira Efendi to sing for the country. We have
apparently snatched their song out of the jaws of San Marino.
Supposedly. According to rumor, I mean, I haven't seen any confirmation of this, but supposedly the song Cleopatra has been bouncing around a couple of different countries. Maybe San Marino was...
Is that our girl?
Huh?
Is that her? Cleopatra?
At you?
Yeah. No, who's that woman that we keep talking about? Allie Ryan?
Oh.
We don't know.
Is this Cleopatra?
She changed
her name to Samira.
She's
Hannah Montana-ing us.
Yeah. Put on a wig and away she goes. So Samira is a alum of the local idol scene. All right, so Samira Efendi was in Yeni Ulduz, which is a new star, which is basically like their idol. Then they're on Büyük Sene, which is the big stage, which was also a national final program. She was on The Voice of Azerbaijan. She took part in a international singing competition called Silkway Star.
Oof.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's Azerbaijan. They're very...
The Silk Road is back,
they
baby.
Are, they are very proud of that.
They are stuffing us full of Euro trash.
Yeah. So we will see...
It's a late night showtime. Oh, boy. Oof.
A lot of flowing curtains
anyone,
in that one.
Yeah. Anyone else have any silk joke?
David Duchovny.
No, we're done.
Drink silk soy milk. Moving on.
So we'll find out in a couple of days what she is sending, if it's Cleopatra or not, or whether these are all just rumors.
It's an interesting story, nonetheless, if it was the case that they stole it from San Marino.
Yeah, and let's see what San Marino has left.
Yeah. The drink.
Could they both send, like, the same song?
Oh, there must be some sort of contractual obligation barring that. I would imagine that there would be some issues with that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if it's a new song, I imagine you're right.
Then if anything, it would disqualify the second act in the running order because it wouldn't be a new song anymore. Oh.
But it would, I think the record label would own the rights to the song. Thus, a different artist or studio wouldn't be able to produce it.
I think you're right. Yeah. That's actually a really interesting question.
Yeah, if somehow Symphonic, for example, had a song and produced two separate artists in two different countries, could the same song compete against itself?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
fascinating right there.
It's like a dog playing basketball. We don't know.
There's no rule says you can't.
Yeah. All right. We'll have to ask some folks from EBU.
It's definitely come up at some point where they said absolutely not.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. All right, the other artist that was announced this week is big.
It's a little bit of a big deal.
It is a little bit of a big deal.
Yeah.
It's Lil Big!
It is, in fact, Lil Big from Russia.
Lil Big.
You've probably seen the video at your coworker's computer when they were showing it to you between meetings.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it the first time.
Mm-hmm. With Skibidi?
Yeah, Skibidi. Someone just pulled out the laptop, like, you gotta watch this crazy music video, and it's Skibidi. I'm like, whatever, this is garbage. Now they're going to Eurovision, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 300...
There are some just... the views on these videos.
360-some-odd million for Skibidi.
Yes, Skibidi. I was shocked when I pulled it up. I'm like, oh yeah, these guys... Oh, wow, these guys are huge.
Yeah, they are absolutely massive. There were rumors that they would be doing Eurovision, but it was just rumors and allegations. Nobody actually took it seriously until, was it yesterday, the day before?
Yesterday,
I think. Yeah,
Russia doesn't send joke entries.
No, they don't. They have sent one tongue-in-cheek act.
Was that the guy who's singing to the picture?
Yeah, Lost and Forgotten. Yeah,
I mean, there were the grandmas.
That was earnest.
Sentimental.
Yeah. That was sentimental. Yeah.
Okay, so is this a genre we've legitimately never had in Eurovision before?
What kind of genre do you call Lil Big?
Rave.
This is very much like rave rock.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Punk pop.
Yeah, rave punk. This is like, to an extent, this is like if South Africa were in and they sent Deanne Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would,
exactly.
Which,
it.
By
which
the way,
I would love.
Please do all of that. EBU, I am begging you.
Expand it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm both excited and terrified to see what they send, to be honest.
I mean, I've heard a bit of
the chorus.
It's not like they're going to change up their style
in
any way whatsoever to do this.
Well, their style is what got them there.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
If you change their style, it's like, well, why did you even invite them?
Right, exactly.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. I also want to appreciate an interview that they did with some form of Russian media. I don't know if any of you saw this. Somebody from the group, or all of them, I don't know, were doing an interview with, I believe, someone in Russia. I honestly don't know the specifics beyond that. But the interviewer was, I think, really trying to pigeonhole them into talking about how... Let me put it this way. The interviewer used one of my least favorite phrases in the world, which is non-traditional values, and basically asked about that in the context of Eurovision. Basically, this is a person saying that this is way too gay for Russia or whatever, and Lil Big was not having it. They were like, oh, no, that's great. We're all about that. Like, Conchita Verse is, like, the best, and so on and so forth. So that was nice. It seems like even Russia's own artist is not subscribing to...
They will be gone by June. They will no longer be present.
They will win contest and take vacation.
Yeah. I feel like there are going to be... This is going to be Kano levels of televote versus jury vote.
You think so?
I think
yeah.
It
oh,
could be.
Yeah.
It very well could be.
I see this dominating the televote.
Am I going to like Russia this year, you think?
Probably.
You might.
Probably.
Is you going to like it? Is you going to like it?
I mean, the question is, like, is it like Sunstroke Project from Moldova? I feel like they're trying to do something like that, where they have this really catchy, memeable act that they can put out there and clearly do well with the televote. I don't know if the jury's going to go for it.
It'll depend on the song. It'll depend on the staging. How outlandish are they going to go? Are they going to have to rein it in enough to make it friendly enough for juries to pick it up? Or are they just going to double down on this is who we are?
Oh,
if
I hope they
rein
do.
It in, though.
Yeah, then what's the
neutering
point?
Neutering it, it's...
Yeah, how do you balance that?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's the question for them.
But I think it ultimately comes down to, like, okay, we're going to pursue the jury vote, which would make nobody happy, or just go all in and be like...
Whatever happens, happens. That seems far more their style.
I agree.
So I wish them luck in being themselves.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be an interesting place to do that. Yeah. I think the staging is going to be absolutely nuts, and I think a lot of people are just not going to get it. But I also think a lot of people are really going to love it. I don't know.
It's as catchy as some of their other stuff. I don't think it matters.
This really is like the year of meme songs.
Yeah.
Between this and Lithuania with the Roop and Iceland with Think About Things.
Latvia.
And don't forget about Samantha Tina. Holy cow. That song is absolutely ridiculous, and it's been somehow still been completely overshadowed multiple times over. That this could be a case where the weird vote gets split and something like an arcade or
something bland just kind of goes through.
Attention comes to mind because that seems to be the quote-unquote best ballad so far. Again, we have a decent number of songs to go, but there could be something just unexpected rising to the top.
And honestly, by the time the show airs, we are going to have the song and the act answer these mysteries that are looming overhead. On the 4th, we will have the releases for the Netherlands. We know it's Jean-Guy McCroy.
We know it's Jenga Macaroni.
So yeah, we'll get his song probably in the morning, honestly, by our time zones. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We will also get the Swiss song.
Same day.
Yep, same day, the 4th. Rumors are going around that it is an Albanian Swiss act named John's Tears, who actually participated in The Voice of France, which, if that
of
is...
Of course.
Oh, that so would the language they couldn't identify was Albanian, perhaps.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Which, you know, there is actually a pretty big Swiss diaspora, Albanian diaspora in Switzerland. Like, if you look at the Swiss national soccer team, half of those guys are Albanian or Kosovar.
Huh.
So there's definitely some crossover there. So I could certainly see that being a potential act. On the 5th, we will have Alive by Vincent Bueno, released for Austria. Ireland, we will also know what's going on the 5th. We know it's an up-tempo song by a GLBTQ artist. Other than that, everything else is rumors. We have no idea.
It's just Elton John doing I'm Still Standing.
I'm Still Standing 2020, because it has to be new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting now.
That's mostly sitting because I'm 73. I don't know how old Elton John is. I gotta look. Please tell me that
John
was
anything this past week.
Is
that he can still walk while having pneumonia.
He's
this man can't be stopped.
How old is he?
He's 72!
Oh!
Oh, he turned 73 at the end of March. I was so
All right, we're delaying this episode.
Also, you'll understand, America.
On March 6th, our last person who we've like heard nothing from, Cyprus.
Yes, we'll get Running by Sandro.
Who is Sandro?
Sandro. He's Sandro.
Painted the Birth of Venus.
Sandro. Oh, I gotcha. Sandro Botticelli's exhumed. Okay.
Is this gonna be Fuego 3?
Who
what
knows?
Do you think?
I think
if it is, I wouldn't care. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for some bops, but I think he might be going more low tempo or mid tempo.
But it's called running, not walking.
Ooh.
Power walking. Running in slow motion. As only Sandro can.
Sandro.
Also, what's going to be on our show next week that we'll undoubtedly talk about is this Saturday when we will be having finals in noted Nordic countries Sweden, Finland, Denmark, and Portugal. Can you believe Melody
Festival is
finally going to come to a close?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we've heard everything at least.
We have heard
no surprises at this point.
Yeah.
Song release in Bulgaria?
Yep.
Do we even have an idea who it'll be?
Oh, we know.
Oh, we know the name.
We do.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She was actually Victoria from Bulgaria.
Yeah. Forever till the end of time.
Duh. Okay.
Yeah, she was announced super, super early. She was announced as the artist back in, I want to say...
2015.
It feels kind of like it. Yeah, in November she was announced as Bulgaria's pick, but we'll get her song.
The first. Like, her and one other person were like the two, right?
Yeah,
it's
like
right
her
out
and
Hooverphonic.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's like, all right, now we just have to wait for songs.
Yeah, so we'll get her song on the 7th.
Really quick, I'm going to get it in this time. Fingers crossed for Ben and Tan. Yes, if you're listening from Denmark, please vote for it. It's great. I still think it could win. That's all.
They're
that's
the
it.
Favorite to win that.
As well
final,
they should be. It's so. Fantastic.
By a pretty good margin, too, I think.
Good.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Good.
I like it, too.
There's that other weird, like, electronic pop one. That song sucks. Don't pick that one. Pick Ben and Tan. Say yes, say yes, say yes. Just like the song says to do. Say yes!
Are you being paid?
Can I get a cut?
Not currently.
Did Denmark get to you? And if so, how can I get how can I get those hooks in my...
Oh, it's really, really simple. All you have to do is look into this microphone right here. You see that? Yes. And just say, Denmark, vote for yes by Ben and Tan.
Denmark, pleased to be voting yes for Ben and Tan.
All right.
I was hoping that we would get the accent of the week from you.
We already did plenty back when we were talking about Pepe.
So, okay, by Monday the 9th, all the songs have to be in. So, let's see. Macedonia, North Macedonia.
Sorry,
excuse
me.
Don't screw that one up. It's going to be in on Sunday. And at some point, we still need to hear that Azerbaijan song. We still have to figure out what's happening with San Marino.
San Marino forgot to do their homework.
They're going to wake up on Sunday like, crap,
they're writing their book report about the history of Serhat right now.
Same thing with Malta. We haven't heard anything from Malta.
We know that they're sending Destiny Chikunyare.
Okay.
We just don't know anything about the song.
She's going to win.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh my God.
We've heard some news about revamps. Albania, Czech Republic.
I could do with Czech Republic song getting a rearrangement.
Yeah, it's
a redo.
Yeah, it's
going to
be...
That's got some nice...
Yeah, it's going to be tightened up. It's going to be, I think... crank up the volume a little bit. It's sort of a low key jam right now. I think they're gonna kind of
turn up the jam, pump up the jam.
They are going to pump up the jam.
I think it would benefit from its jam being pumped up a bit.
It wouldn't ruin the type of song it is.
Yeah. I'm also hearing apparently there is going to be some degree of revamp from Ukraine.
Really?
Which breaks my heart because that song is perfect just
how
the way it is.
I hadn't heard anything about this.
It was on their Instagram story apparently. So like this came from the artist themselves.
Could it just be working on levels and things like that?
It could be, yeah. I can't imagine they would change this much. It wouldn't be the same.
She's going to drop her singing range quite a few octaves.
Solo ve, solo ve, solo do do do. Jingle bells now.
It's just going to be a droning hurdy-gurdy in the background.
It's like a Gregorian chant now.
Have we heard anything more about Ukraine's status? Because since we last recorded, there was some talk that there may be some financial issues.
We're going to have to Kickstarter Ukraine.
Yeah.
I don't know many details about this, to be honest.
I'm encouraged
that
they're...
I'm sure the EBU is on the case.
Yeah, I am very encouraged that they are apparently plowing ahead with working on the song and things like that. Go_A does not seem especially concerned. So that's good. I guess if they're not concerned, I'm not concerned.
Works for me.
Speaking of concern, EBU had a delegation meeting next Monday in Rotterdam.
Yes.
Sweden and Israel have announced they're skipping it because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
As are a number of important people from...
The EBU itself.
EBU itself.
Yeah,
they're just sending their proxies.
They're
sending the expendable
WebExing into it.
Supposedly somebody on the staff at the EBU, not necessarily on the Eurovision team, but within the European Broadcasting Union, has tested positive for corona.
Well,
so,
it's Europe.
So the entire staff of the EBU, including Ono Lassan and his associates...
Has been purged.
He's retired early.
It's like, no, F this, I'm out. They basically just tamped down on their international travel for the next couple of weeks just to kind of keep things contained, which means that they are not going to Rotterdam.
At least this will hopefully die down within the next 2 months. You
Let's
know?
Hope so.
Hope so.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's already dying down in China.
Yeah.
In China,
I think
yes.
we'll be...
Yeah.
I think
and again,
be
it's,
all
right. all, it's also been 2 months.
By the way...
South Korea and America,
it,
not so much.
Yeah. If it was Janula...
No.
Let's say...
But who started it?
No.
He's
no.
Zero.
No. if he had it, all he would need to do
is
say, take it away.
Oh.
Folks, you can check us out on social media. 12pointsUSA on Twitter. Send all of your death threats to there or to 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. You could slide into our DMs on Facebook at 12pointsUSA or go to 12pointsforamerica.com where you can't interact with us in any way, but you can listen to the show, and we hope you do. We really appreciate you listening. If you are enjoying the show, feel free to leave us a review. Give us as many stars as your platform of choice will allow, and we will take them. We will take the stars and turn them into more shows.
That's how that works, right?
I think so.
That's what that song was about, right? Made of stars.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Made of stars. I don't remember how that one goes. Was that?
Yep.
Nice.
Close. Pretty close.
Sweet. Well, yep. I will be representing Israel in 2021.
Your mother's lineage first, but yeah, it's possible.
Make
it swing something.
I don't think that one's gonna happen.
Not so much. I would be more likely.
Yeah, that's right. So stay tuned for Sam representing Israel in 2021.
Ha! I'm sorry, Europe.
That's when they're hosting it in Jerusalem.
All right. Before anyone says anything else horrible, I'm gonna just cut this off, I think. But thanks for listening. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And America,
stop listening now.
It's that meme where there's someone in the front of the car, like, looking back to a child in the back seat.
Oh, that's and it's from just the like, Babadook.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, why can't you be normal?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. So the European flag is looking back and being like, why can't you be normal? And then in the back is the Iceland flag just going, ah!